With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There's never a shortage of dumb people doing really stupid things. Welcome to another edition of Idiotology with Lynch and Taco. 1011 WJRR. Bunch of freaking idiots.
All right, this hour brought to you by Nations Trucks on 1792 in Sanford. Thank you, Nations Trucks. Real quick before we get into this, if you haven't voted in You Say It, We Play It yet this morning on the JRR Facebook page, please do. Three choices from Disturbed.
Yeah, you have Stricken, Prayer, or The Animal. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, and don't forget, one person, we're going to pick one person randomly of the votes at the JRR Facebook page to win that staycation down to Miami. Get you a night down in Miami and pay for your gas to get there and back.
All right, you got till 9 o'clock, so place your votes. Again, JR Facebook page for You Say It, We Play It. Young Gamble's got his Swiss Miss going over there.
I do.
All right, good man. Guys, we've got a 9-pound goldfish that was found swimming in a South Carolina pond. This was discovered by a researcher who was a lake specialist hired to update a pond management study originally done 10 years ago. The specialist was conducting a practice called electrofishing. Electrofishing.
Okay. Is that where you shock?
Essentially, I believe so, but they claim it does not harm the fish, but it does cause them to float to the surface.
I've seen this. I know exactly what it is.
It's when you take a bug zapper, right? And you just like whip it around a few times, toss it as far as you can into the lake?
Not quite. Or okay. Or a toaster. You don't do it with that either. No. They give it... It's a shock that only shocks them for a little bit to get them to float up, but then they'll end up swimming off after.
Seems too easy.
That's when the 9-pound goldfish floated to the top, along with a 4.5-pound largemouth bass.
Yeah, I used them in bass tournaments all the time. No, I'm kidding.
When the goldfish is bigger than the bass.
The guys, true.
Goldfish not native to South Carolina lakes, but the researcher said this is not an invasive or causing issues in the lake, so it was released back. Well, to grow even bigger, I suppose.
There's tons of carp in the lakes anyway, and those people say are like goldfish. A lot of people, fun fact for you, a lot of people, not good to do, but use goldfish as bait.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people let their pet goldfish go in these kinds of lakes. In fact, I'm guessing there's probably one or two that might be in Lake Brantley that have grown to...
And what were their names? That you might have allegedly released.
Here's a name we haven't heard in a while.
Hey, I said that I let my turtles go in Lake Barrie years ago. Surge and Woody.
Jelaine Maxwell?
She dead yet?
No.
She's being woken up every 15 minutes making sure she's not. Hey, you're not thinking about it, are you?
Yeah, the suicide watch she's on.
We've got that, but her lawyer is now complaining about the miserable conditions that she's having to put up with that are, quote, extraordinarily onerous conditions in prison.
What does that mean?
It means that her hair is falling out because of the stress she's enduring.
Let me tell you.
And she's lost 15 pounds. She's down to 134 pounds.
You deserve every bit of that for what you did to underage girls. Mm-hmm. You piece of trash.
Can you imagine her not having the access to the full services of a hair salon that, you know, she probably...
Oh, the bleach job's out everything. Now. Everything's grown in.
Her whole world is so flipped right now. Just
100% flipped over. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Playing the world's tiniest sympathy violin for you, Ghislaine.
Poor Ghislaine. Give her a rope. I'm sorry. What she did to underage kids is uncalled for. It's despicable. What they need, if you've never seen the Netflix special... On what's his... No, not you. I'm saying to the listener.
Oh, okay.
If you've never seen the Netflix special, you need to watch it, and then you'll understand what I'm getting at.
This usually pops on the radar a couple times a year. I guess we're due for a good fireworks factory fire. This one in Russia. Yes, I have the video footage of.
I watched it. It's crazy. These things are awesome whenever they're up, unless you're the fireworks tent owner.
There's no smoking signs are in there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Whole place went up.
Do they have insurance? You think if you're a business, you almost have to have insurance, but who's going to write them a policy?
Who would underwrite a fireworks factory?
You'd have to insure it, because if the fire happens, it's going to happen sooner or later.
If the general hits international, I feel like...
general will
yeah.
do it.
Yeah, sure.
Let's call over and ask Shaq if the general would cover that or not.
Somebody's Cody in Orlando. Goldfish is amazing. Large fish, largemouth bass bait, or bait. You're not supposed to do that, Cody.
A 17-year-old employee at Dunkin' Donuts in Union City, Georgia, was attacked by an irate customer after the customer was informed by the worker that they were out of his favorite flavored donuts.
What's your favorite flavor?
Me?
Glazed.
Chocolate frosting with sprinkles.
Bavarian cream.
Ah.
Boston cream.
Boston cream, not
yeah,
bad.
Boston cream.
Come on, but like... I'm not saying you're supposed to like attack someone with a knife here, but you've been told that like you're there's the wall of donuts and you're asking for one kind. You just want one kind of donut.
And you're going to stab a 17-year-old teenager over this? The police officer is a little bit perturbed by this level of rage.
They both engaged in a physical dispute between each other. And then once that happened, he, of course, pulled out a knife to attempt to stab the employee. You know, this could have been fatal. We want to do what we can to identify who the subject is. We just don't want him showing up at another Dunkin' Donuts or anywhere else and having the temper.
Do you have the glaze?
Or, you know, he actually can make some type of, you know, assault in this form of fashion.
Yeah, he's still hasn't been captured yet.
When they do capture him, give him the other rope.
Donut rage.
Better than getting attacked with a spork.
We have the video footage of the attack if you want to see it. Legend Taco Blog, JR, Facebook page if you want to get over there and take a look. Have a little sympathy for the donut people. I bet you it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, too, and they were out.
It's not their fault.
Exactly.
Legend Taco on demand. Download the iHeartRadio app and listen anytime, anywhere.
This is JRR.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.